In a world that can be challenging, and at times unpredictable, it's hard to find moments to focus on what you need. Join Stephanie James on The Spark as she guides you to use your inner flame to ignite your best life. As a best-selling author, psychotherapist, transformational life coach, and international show host, Stephanie is dedicated to helping you create a life that takes you, your goals, and your passions to the next level, so you can live a life that is fully lit up and fully alive. She believes that your life is meant to be a beautiful expression of the things that light you up, that by living your dreams, you give permission to others to do the same. Are you ready to feel alive and inspired to fuel your dreams and put a fire behind your desires? Let's ignite a spark in one another that will illuminate the world. The Spark, with your host, Stephanie James, starts now.
Welcome to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James. So wonderful to have you here with me tonight. It feels like it's been a while since we've just done a solo live show. And so it's always really exciting to be in this energy. And I'm here with my wonderful producer, Jacob. Big shout out to you, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well. It's really lovely to be back live with you. It's been a little while, but I'm looking forward to our conversation and just seeing what you have to share with us tonight.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you were just on vacation. Where were you?
Yeah, my wife and I went down to Portland, kind of a belated Valentine's Day celebration. And we just really love getting away. So she's a school social worker right now, so she had midwinter break off, and we just took advantage of that time to kind of just get away from the noise and work and just be together, and that was lovely.
Love that. Yeah, so special. How great. I have not been to Portland since I was a child, but I remember it just being, and I know it's just super cool and beautiful and fun and good for you guys for getting away.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, we love Portland. It's a small version of Seattle, and we kind of like that it's a change of pace, but we always love coming back home.
Awesome. So awesome. Well, tonight, Jacob, we're going to be chatting about the business of becoming fierce. And I know it's been a little while since you and I have chatted, and so much is happening right now. So to share with the audience, I have my book, Becoming Fierce, Creating a Bold and Beautiful Life. It's going to be coming out, I think, sometime around end of May, June. And what is even more exciting for me is that we're going to be doing a Becoming Fierce women's event in Denver, Colorado, June 24th, the evening of June 24th, and then the 25th and 26th. So that weekend in June, and bringing together amazing presenters. We're going to have Pauline Nguyen. You remember we had her on the show?
Oh, yeah. And that's lovely. Yeah. Love that. Bring back the old friends, you know?
Yeah. I mean, she's amazing. So she's one of the top 20 non-celebrity entrepreneurs and professional speakers in the world. So thrilled to have her. Natalie Ledwell will be one of the speakers too. We've also had Natalie on the show. She does amazing work with Joe Dispenza and is the producer of the Mind movies. And we'll have R&B singer Sherry Brown, who has a top number 7 UK hit right now from her new album, Messages from Spirit, the Collective. And then my dear friend, Misa Hopkins, who has written so many best-selling books. She is going to be talking with women about the male, the masculine, and feminine energies, and not only how to intellectually understand how as women we have both of those energies inside of us, but how to integrate, how to assimilate those energies so we're living fully empowered. And then Sedina Capinelli, who all these gals have been on the show. They're just phenomenal people. Sedina and her husband, George, are the PBS producers of Ageless Living. So it's going to be an amazing lineup. We'll give more details as we get closer. But Jacob, it's just been just one of the most exciting times right now watching all of this come into fruition and just bloom.
Yeah, and it's so fun hearing all these names because, you know, we work together on the What We Need to Know Now project and just getting to hear those interviews and knowing that they'll be joining you for this project is just really exciting. I can't wait to be part of it and also just get to, you know, hear all the amazing things that these people have to share. And then, you know, I just really enjoy being part of these messages that we get to bring the world together.
Oh, thank you. It's so awesome. And I'm so thrilled for you to be a part of it as well. And, you know, we're going to do a live event in Denver. That's what we're going to do that weekend. And so I'm going to get you to bring your wife and have her come, because it's going to be a weekend that's just absolutely life transforming. So to talk a little bit more about, you know, becoming fierce, when I chose that title, part of what people have talked to me about is, gosh, when I hear the words becoming fierce, what does fierce mean? Because sometimes we hear that associated with being aggressive or, you know, maybe even being violent. And if you look at the rest of the definitions of the word fierce, it really is about being passionate and being strong. And I love one of the definitions is fiery, being fiery. So to me, when we're becoming fierce, we're becoming empowered, we're becoming passionate, and we have that fiery energy. And with everything that we've gone through in 2021, 2020, with a pandemic, I just feel like we've really had these challenging times. And so we're needing, and it's not just for women, let me tell you, becoming fierce is for everyone. Even though we're doing a women's empowerment event, the book is for everyone, and the notion of becoming fierce, how we can show up as our most empowered and authentic selves, and really feeling like what our gifts are, what we're here to bring to the world is coming through us, and we're able to share that with others, and we're not letting limiting beliefs or whatever, you know, our circumstances may be get in the way of really accessing what is fiery, what is alive, what is fierce within us. That's our gift to share with the world. So I'm curious, you know, for you, Jacob, can you imagine how your relationship would change or how it would be if you showed up more fiercely? What do you think that would look like?
Yeah. First of all, I love what you said about the word fierce and kind of the energy that comes with that. The first word that came to my mind was courage. And like you said, it doesn't just apply to women. And I was even thinking, you know, it applies to like art and the way you show up, whether it's dancing or singing or writing, like you can show up fiercely in all of these different facets of life. And when you look at relationships, I think it's this idea, you know, for me, you're asking like, what would it look like if I showed up more fiercely in this relationship? It's that fighting for each other, just putting yourself fully out there, use the word authentic. I really just resonate with that because I think if we show up fiercely, it's showing our truest self. It's showing up and, you know, not holding back in any way, not being insecure, not allowing the difficulties that we've experienced or anything kind of bar us from being who we truly are. And so I think that I've applied that to my relationship a ton, you know, just showing up being, how can I be what you need me to be, whether or not that makes me uncomfy at all. And I think that that just cultivates so much growth, whether it's individually or interpersonally. And so I think that's such a cool idea that you're bringing forward, that fierce isn't just aggressive and violent, but it's also, it's like lovely. It is a true depiction of who we truly are on the inside.
Love that. Yeah, that's so beautiful, Jacob. Thank you for sharing that, because I think, I mean, you've captured it. You know, it's how do we show up with one another? And to me, you know, when we're being more fierce in our relationships, that is also about intention and attention, attunement to one another. It's one of those things like you wake up in the morning and you're like, how do I want to show up in this relationship today? We don't go on autopilot, right? We have this fierce energy within us that's a passionate energy. It's a fiery energy that says, I am so lucky. I get to be with this person I absolutely love. And if there's something getting in the way, I think I heard you say something like, you know, fighting for the relationship. And so we are going to be fierce in our communication and making our relationship a priority. And so those are the things that can overcome whatever obstacles get in the way. I think that's just a beautiful response and beautiful energy.
Well, yeah, and you said, I love what you said about intention and attention to something. I think that so often we go in with the mindset that I'm going to set this intention to do this. I'm going to set the intention to act a certain way. And then all the other things in life come and kind of try to push us against that. But when you take this mindset of being fierce towards it, you can take those intentions and then, like you said, apply attention to those areas where, you know, where am I being pushed against this? What's holding me back from actually fulfilling this intention that I've set for myself, which is always a good thing. And then just seeing how applying this can benefit the person or the whatever it is you're trying to lean into, just seeing that blossom, basically, because intention just leads us to the best versions of ourselves. And if we can push through and fight past those boundaries that, you know, those limiting beliefs that might come up, then I think, you know, you'll see a version of yourself that you never imagined you could be. And I just love that. That's so cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm thinking about in the couples work that I have done, and oftentimes I find myself saying to people, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy. You know, and hate's a strong word. I don't like the word hate, but it could be like that, you know, really being angry with someone. So that's not the opposite of love, but the opposite of love is apathy, which means it's lack of any energy. It's not caring.
Right.
And so often, you know, when couples come to see me, it's when one or both are feeling disrespected or they're feeling like one person's not putting in the energy or the time. So we can really become fierce in our relationships, just like we've been talking about. When you start putting that energy back into the relationship, it's really going to expand and grow. It's going to be more fiery. It's going to be more passionate because we all, it's like we want to turn the flame on. Like if we're cooking on a gas stove, it's okay if things are just simmering. And sometimes once in a while, life's not always going to be super exciting or, you know, it's not about that you have to be in high G all the time. It's that you want it to be more than simmer once in a while. We want to turn up the gas. We want to turn up the heat. And when we just go on automatic pilot, well, pretty soon things get kind of stale, you know? And so it's really about making that commitment to yourself that you're going to put energy into this relationship. And I think that's a big thing, Jacob, too, because it's like we need to put our own self in the place of, I'm not going to just put in energy if that person puts in energy.
Right. And you know, you're bringing up this idea of how apathy is like the opposite of love. And apathy comes from such a negative place, right? It came from negative experiences and people who have hurt you, perhaps. And just trying to shift that mindset from letting that kind of bog you down and leaning into the potential passion that you have. And I think there's this idea that like, I believe that everyone has passion and that there's even potential for more. And we're so quick to, you know, not lean into it, not unlock it. It's like, it's behind this door and it's just waiting to be unleashed. And apathy is that first wall that just kind of like squishes it. And you're like, oh my gosh, I know I can do this. I know I want these things. And, you know, what's stopping you really from just allowing yourself to live in this fullness of life?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, as you were saying that, Jacob, what I was reminded of is we can show up fiercely in our friendships. This doesn't just have to be about romantic relationships. Because, you know, I think part of that fierce nature comes from really being able to access that love that's inside of you. And so when you were just talking about, you know, we don't want to be apathetic in any of our relationships. I mean, I feel like I fiercely, fiercely love my girlfriends and boyfriends. You know, the people that are in my soul tribe, they know it. I try to be very conscious and really give them, you know, the affirmation, like, you really matter in my life. And to show them through words, through showing up, through being there, that's the way that we can really grow that within us. And then we keep that ignited flame burning in our friendships. And as we're passionate in our friendships, it just naturally extends into our more intimate relationships with our partners.
Right. And I can't tell you how many times I've had a friend that I feel the same way about, like, I love this person. They are dear to me. They're important to my life. They've helped me become who I am. And then something pops up where it's like, I have the option. Am I going to show up for this person, or am I going to, you know, go do my own thing? And I just love what you're saying about, you know, we can fiercely show up for that person, whether or not we feel like it or whatever it is. You know, it's almost like we're doing ourselves a disservice when we aren't able to show up for them and give them, you know, 110% of who we are too.
Well, and I want to make clear, you know, it's not about always having to say yes. I mean, I think having boundaries, super important. You know, it's important to also know what your no is. And when we can show up, like you're saying, very fiercely and fully for our friends, when we can act out of selflessness, that is such a beautiful place to come from, right? It's like when we're able to access that part in us, not only does it serve the people that we're showing up for, it serves us. Because I do believe, like we've talked about before, the essence of who we are, that is that inner spark. And when that is ignited, we can live fiercely in all of our relationships. We're showing up with that passion, zest, vitality for life. And it really starts becoming who we are. And I get that it's not just a switch. It's not just like if we're suffering or going through difficult times, we just flip the switch on and we're like, hey, I feel incredible. I'm so empowered right now to be passionate and fierce in all my relationships. I think it's also like a muscle that we exercise as we practice. Because for some people that aren't used to really living with that kind of fire, if you will, that it's something that you just begin to cultivate. It's almost like you're putting kindling on the fire little by little by little so that the flame doesn't overwhelm you. And you can start to feel those rewards as you start living more fully, loving more passionately, and really taking the risk to be yourself and live and love in that fierce way.
Yeah, I think that's so spot on. You know, I appreciate you bringing up the part about knowing when your no is, because I think that not only helps our friends when we can show them, hey, this is the boundary I have, and then it just grows that relationship that the two of you have, because, again, that goes right back to showing up authentically. And like you said multiple times now so far, showing up fiercely doesn't always mean, you know, spontaneous, electric, just jumping in, diving in. It can just be a genuine connection and an expression of who you are, even if that's not, you know, just showing up and not taking care of yourself, if you know what I mean.
I do. And that's such a perfect lead-in. We're about to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about, number one, the relationship that we have with power and really understanding that. And then talking a little bit about the duality of surrender. Both of these things are chapters in my book, my upcoming book, Becoming Fierce, Living a Bold and Beautiful Life. And I do have to give a shout out to my amazing publishers, Grace Point Publication. So really excited about all that's to come and sharing more of this with all of you.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You've been listening. But are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Welcome back to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James. So happy to have you here with me tonight. Kind of a different show tonight. I don't have a guest, but I have my fantastic producer, Jacob, here with me. And we've been talking about the business of becoming fierce. And for those of you that are just joining us, I'm very excited to announce that my book, Becoming Fierce, Creating a Bold and Beautiful Life, will be coming out in May or June. Right now it's actually in copy editing, and then it gets, after that gets done, there's about 3 months before it hits the bookshelves. But absolutely thrilled about the book and the upcoming live event in Denver, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, Becoming Fierce, Empowering Event for Women. So the book, of course, we were talking about, it's for men and women. And one of the things we've been talking about is the becoming fierce being actually not something that's aggressive or something that's violent or negative. It's actually really an empowered and empowering place. So, you know, one of the things, Jacob, that I have, you know, just had the privilege of over the last 30 years is getting to meet with thought leaders, change makers, you know, just hundreds of these kind of people from across the globe who've had an amazing impact on others' lives. And so I feel like I've been able to glean from them a lot of the things that truly help us in becoming fierce. And you know from some of my past shows, you know, I've had Bruce Lipton and Larry Dossey and Mark Nepo and quantum physicist Amit Goswami, you know, these people who really, they are fierce in their passion about putting positive content into the world, about helping us to transform our lives. And so that is really my hope with this book, that it helps lend to that. It helps people really turn on the flame within them and helps them to cultivate courage and resiliency, grit. And one of the chapters has to do with our relationship with power. And I think so many times that's misunderstood, Jacob, that we think that in becoming fierce, if we're dealing with power, it is becoming, you know, having power over someone. And oftentimes I think that gets misinterpreted because people have had people have power over them. and people have felt, you know, abused, or I know they've felt small. And a lot of the people that I've worked with that have gone through abusive relationships, power can be a really frightening thing. So to even own our own power can become confusing. So I think it's really important that we start healing our relationship with power. And if there's a limiting belief around that, we need to be in touch with it. You know, what is it that I'm afraid of if I actually allow myself to be the fiercest version of myself, the most powerful version of myself? What does that feel like? So I'm curious for you, and you're such a good, you know, what's the word I want to use? You're such a good player, a team player with these questions, and willing to let me just throw things out to you, Jacob. So I wanted to just acknowledge that.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, when you think about yourself and, you know, being empowered or feeling powerful in the world, what would that be like if that was enhanced even more for you?
Yeah, that's a great question and great preface to this idea of power and our relationship with it. You know, I've found myself throughout my entire life being put into leadership positions. And that's, at first it was kind of like, oh, I was just like thrown into this, whatever. Great. You know, I'm just going to be here for the people. And then, you know, you kind of grow along with that and it becomes more inherent into your identity. And so eventually I started to see myself as like, okay, I'm going to actually seek out these positions of leadership. I'm going to, you know, really delve into the influence that I believe I can have on these groups. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but for me, a lot of self-doubt comes with it. It was like, okay, so now I have this position, I have this role, and I'm responsible for these people and this event or whatever it might be. And I start to like really dig into like, okay, well, you're not good enough. You aren't going to speak well. You don't, you know, you're not qualified for this position, whatever it might be. And then on the other hand, it's like, okay, now I have this position where I have all this power and influence, and I'm like, all right, I want things done my way, and they're going to happen my way. And it just created this kind of like tornado of thoughts, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I am just doing a horrible job at this. But you learn and you grow, and every time I've gone through one of these situations, it's like, okay, I'm learning more about this. Oh, actually, I'm not bad at this, but here's how I can be better. And I really believe that if, like you said, if we could just enhance this relationship with power, we can become so helpful to others. And that's where it came down to me. For me, it was like, what's the best thing I can do to make other people better? And then I realized that the best part about being a leader is not that I get to be put on display and that I get to like better myself, but it's like, oh my gosh, all these people are going to do so much better work than I can. They are more qualified to do these things that I'm asking them to do. And if I just view this like, if I can make myself be the best version of that, then I can make other people better. And I think that if we viewed power in that kind of mindset of, it's not about me, it's about others, then I really believe that enhances who, you know, the end product. And it eventually it is about what are we putting out into the world. And I know I just rambled a bit there, but I have a lot of thoughts about that. So that's kind of my thought, is that if we better ourselves and change the viewpoint of, it's not about me, it's about others, then it's going to benefit others more. And then in turn, that will make you better too.
Beautiful. I think that's a beautiful example. You were not rambling. I think that was, you know, and I love the part that you were talking about with, you know, we all have that at times, you know, we all can get caught with limiting beliefs. And that's that part where you were talking about the doubt that comes up or a certain feeling, you know, it's old scripts, really, you know, it's these old messages that we hold. And a lot of times if we were to like trace down the roots of where that negative belief comes from, it's something that happened when we were kids. It's coming out of some wound, so that we, you know, someone teased us or we were embarrassed, you know, at one point, or someone was rude to us. And so we take that limiting belief and we're like, okay, that's the truth of us. Especially if something happened to us the first 7 years of our life, the first 7 years of our life, we're in theta brainwave state. And that's when we're absolutely susceptible to suggestion. So that if someone, you know, said, you talk too much, or, you know, I don't know, you know, you're rude or whatever they were saying. And we got a, you know, we received a wound around that. Then we carry that message within us. And the way that the brain works, it's always scanning the environment to get evidence of what we already believe. And that's why I tell people all the time, it's like believing is seeing. It's not seeing is believing. So if I believe that I'm this negative thing or that I'm not good enough, actually my brain will search the environment for proof that that's true. It's going to try to reinforce it. So I think the first part of this is really, you know, to become empowered. It might feel counterintuitive, but it really is defining what are your limiting beliefs, getting in touch with what those are so that you can start pulling them up by the roots. As long as they're subconscious, they're just kind of ruling your life. But once you become aware of, oh my gosh, you know, this is an area in my life where this I'm not good enough shows up, or perhaps it's a limiting belief that we don't even know that we have around, you know, I have some people I work with and maybe they have a limiting belief around wealth. And someone told them, well, wealthy people aren't happy. And so now that's limiting them from being powerful with money, because they have a limiting belief around that. So what I want to encourage people to do is to just write down these different categories in your life and then see what just comes to the surface around what my beliefs might be in this certain area. So you can look at finances, health and fitness, relationships, career, spirituality, and self-concept around your body. I think these are all areas that you can look at and say, how am I showing up in these ways? What are my limiting beliefs? And through identifying those limiting beliefs, you can start making the changes so that what you're doing is, instead of that old belief, now that I'm conscious of it, I'm going to notice when it comes up and I'm going to go, stop, time out. I'm going to rewrite that old script. What do I want to believe instead? And we start working on implanting the new beliefs that we want to have show up in our lives.
I think that's so good. And the whole time you were talking about that, I'm kind of pinpointing these periods of time in my life where I've been like, oh, that's where that came from. So, you know, for me personally, it's organization is not my strongest suit. And so when I was then put in a position where I was like, hey, organize this, it was like, oh, no, that's not happening. but then, like you just said, you can recognize it, you know, be humble about it. The humility just cultivates growth, bring someone else into it. And what I've noticed is that it has transformed that particular area of my life. And it wasn't just because of this one event, but now it has seeped into every area of my life. And then from that, you can learn how to apply that to other areas where you might be limiting yourself or, you know, thinking I'll never grow in this, but really you can. And it's a practice. And like you said, it's muscle. It's like training a muscle. And then you just grow and grow and grow. And it's so fun to kind of reflect on it now, especially having this conversation with you. I'm just bringing up a lot of old things.
Awesome. I mean, that's just it. You know, and again, it's not that you just flip a switch and now, oh, all my beliefs are different. Mm-hmm. And there's something very powerful about becoming aware of what those underlying beliefs are. Again, like if they're just subconscious, they're running your life and you don't even know they're doing it. So when we shine light on the darkness, you know, it doesn't go back into the dark. It becomes illuminated so we can catch it when it happens. And it's not about beating yourself up if you're like, oh, I'm doing it again. Well, you've probably thought that thought habitually so long that there's a neural pathway in your mind that it's just instantaneous. So you begin by just saying, this is what I want to believe. So you could go into all of those areas that I just named and write what you wanted to believe instead, and doing that in the I am format. So that you're saying those things out loud to yourself in the morning. I invite people to just write down the list of the I am's. You know, I am important. I am valuable. I am a good friend. I am good with money. You know, whatever it is that you want to start affirming. And you've got to make that part of your inner monologue. It becomes something that, that's why I'm saying, you say it out loud so you can hear your voice saying it. And you begin, every time you catch it, you should thank yourself. Like, oh my gosh, I caught myself saying something that I used to say unconsciously, and now I'm going to reroute that neural pathway to what I want to believe instead. And the thing that we know is 21 to 30 days, research shows us that that's how long it takes for something to form a habit. And so we can start forming these new habits in the way that we think. And you know, what one of the things that just excites me so much, Jacob, is that we can really feel ourselves becoming more and more empowered. You know, it doesn't serve us to play small. The world needs us to show up as the best, most empowered versions of ourselves. So some of that's going to, you know, include clearing out the cobwebs. It's just a part of life. And so I'm telling you, I have worked with people from CEOs to heads of universities to people that work for the Attorney General's office to railroad workers and students, you know, and I think that is a universal message, this thing of I'm not good enough. So I think one of the important pieces too that I want to leave this segment with is really starting to define for yourself, what are the pieces that I'm good at already? And focusing on the things that make you feel good, writing down a list of these are the things that I've accomplished in my life, and giving yourself permission to start feeling good about it and not comparing yourself to anyone else. You know, I love Jacob Lieberman, who's been on the show several times and is a dear friend and mentor of mine. He has said, you know, we're all the same height. So if we get that, if we truly embrace that saying, we're all the same height, we begin to realize that there isn't one person better than the other. We come with different gifts. We come with different personalities, and to embrace them all, you know, and as we start to say, wow, I'm just going to try to show up, and I am going to show up as the best version of me, that's not a competitive version. That's an empowered version. And that's really how we show up fiercely.
I just really love and resonate with the thing you said about illuminating these dark places in our life. And I'm actually thinking back to the interview you did with Jacob Lieberman, because that was the first show I ever produced with you. And just, yeah, we are all the same height. We are, you know, the same humans, same beings. And we just, despite our differences, have the ability to, you know, approach life with this mindset of humility and passion and fierceness and, you know, all these things that can combat these negative self-thoughts that we might have. And I'm just, yeah, I resonate with that a lot.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Jacob. You know, when we come back, we will be talking about the duality of surrender. And also just talking about, we're going to end with talking about self-love being one of the most beautiful things we can do for ourselves. And so many times, you know, that's so misinterpreted. So we'll be talking about why that's important, how to do it, and how to build that muscle.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts oracle cards. You can order the Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Do you ever wonder why you were put here on this earth? What your soul is being called to do? What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Tune in to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where she will help you learn to really lean in and trust the wisdom and power within you, creating a success you never thought possible. If you want to grow this wisdom inside you and understand your life purpose, visit PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James. And tonight we're talking about Becoming Fierce. And that is the title of my new book, Becoming Fierce, Creating a Bold and Beautiful Life. It's going to be available this spring from Grace Point Publication. And I'm going to be putting on an amazing live event in Denver, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, the Becoming Fierce Empowerment for Women event. Going to be very, very special. So anyway, more about that later. But I'm talking with my producer, Jacob, and we're talking about becoming fierce in all these different ways. And so many people, you know, I had beta readers and people read the book and, you know, people are surprised when I talk with them about that there's a chapter on the duality of surrender, because surrender and fierce sound like they would be opposites. But the truth is, surrender is actually one of the most courageous things you can do. It truly takes a fierce inner stuffing to be able to say, okay, I'm not going to keep pushing my will. I'm going to surrender to something that's greater than me. And, you know, we equate surrender with waving the white flag or being a coward. And part of the story that I share from the book is, you know, a time in my life when things became so painful and I was dealing with my daughter's addiction, and it was a decade long addiction we'd been struggling with. And I had sent her to 3 months of rehab to a treatment center for 3 months. And I was taking care of her two young sons. At the time, they were 3 and 4 years old, and I was absolutely exhausted working at my private practice full time and then, you know, truly raising these two little boys. And the first week that I had them, that very first week, my husband at the time was gone at a conference. And so I would come home and, you know, feed the boys, give them their baths, read them their stories, tuck them in bed. And by the time I finally got them to sleep, I would just fall asleep exhausted and kind of, you know, wash, rinse, repeat day after day. And one of these nights I was putting them to bed and my head's literally, I'm so exhausted, my head's resting on the nightstand that was in between their little twin beds. And as I'm rubbing their backs, you know, just trying to get them to go to sleep, I just thought, oh my gosh, this just feels so overwhelming. And when I went to bed, I was just so angry. I was just like, I don't want this to be my life. I had been jet setting around with my husband. We'd only been married a little over a year at the time. And, you know, it literally, this whole situation became the end of my marriage. But at the time, I was just so angry, so hurt, so, you know, all the feelings, and literally hit my knees and said, I can't do it anymore. You know, whether you call it the divine source, universe, God, whatever you call it, to me, I always call it the divine. I just said, I can't do it. I can't make anything happen. My will is not making my life work out right. And it was then when I just surrendered, it was like when I went to bed, I had this peace come over me and I slept the best I had slept, you know, in months and months and months, maybe even years. And I woke up and just felt this peace inside of me. And interestingly enough, when I surrendered, all of a sudden everything started happening in my life that was incredible, things I'd always wanted to happen. It was only a couple weeks later, and you might know this story, Jacob, where I was in my office and I had just been thinking, gosh, how do I get back into radio? Because I loved being a guest on one of the local radio shows. And it was only a couple minutes after that, that my old producer, then a friend of a friend, walked into my office and said, hey, have you ever thought about doing your own radio show? And that's been over 4 years ago now. And I mean, that's what's opened up all these amazing things in my life and all these miracles and blessings. And so it's become a daily practice of mine. And to me, it's the way that I keep myself being a clear conduit for that fierce energy, that fierce spark that is me to continue to emerge. So being fierce and being this person has nothing to do with ego. It actually has to do with the power of surrender. And it's, like I said, it's a daily practice. I surrender my relationship, my career, the show, whatever it is. And from that, I actually get an even greater sense of empowerment. You know, when I let go of, I don't have to control everything. So that's a little bit about the duality of surrender. And I'm curious, Jacob, for you, what's your experience with surrender?
Yeah, I love that. I'll give a specific example because surrender is something that I've, so to speak, come to terms with over the last 5 to 7 years of my life. But most recently, an example of this was a while back. I was working this job as a producer at this radio station. And during the pandemic, I had some pretty tough times, and I was feeling a lot of pressure financially and personally. So I was working at a coffee shop at the same time. And there would be these days where Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings, I'd wake up at 4 a.m. and go open the coffee shop and work until 11 and then be here at the radio station until 7 or 8 p.m. And it was just this overwhelming period of time for a couple months where I was exhausted and just feeling like, I have to do this because, you know, I have to provide. This is who I am. I work hard and I do all these things because it's my identity. And there was one night where it just came to a head where it was like, oh my gosh, I just can't do this anymore. And I was freaking out because it's like, but I have to do this. Why would you stop doing this? And a similar experience that you had where it was like, oh my gosh, this is just too much. You know, I finally gave into that feeling of, all right, like, yes, this is too much for you. And it's just okay. It is okay that this is too much. And the next day I just made the decision. It's like, I took the power. instead of allowing it to overwhelm me, I took it, took control of it and said, no, that's not okay with me. And everything has just shifted since then. So it was like an awakening almost. Like it was like, okay, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to say no to these things that you've always believed about who you are or what you have to do. And surrendering to that feeling of overwhelm just led me to so much more happiness and abundance and joy and peace. And that is the word that I will leave it here with, is that by surrendering, you can find peace regardless of what the situation is.
Yes, Yes. Thank you, Jacob. Great example. I love that. You know, Michael Singer, who wrote The Untethered Soul, talks about what suffering is when we want this moment to be anything other than what it is. And so it's that resistance, that pressure that we put on it that puts us and moves us into suffering. So when we surrender to the moment, again, this doesn't mean that we become doormats or, you know, I'm surrendering so I'm becoming weak. It's actually, it's opposite of that. I mean, it's a great strength to surrender and say, yes, this is what's here. And when I quit fighting it, life does become so much more peaceful. You know, we've all heard the saying, what you resist persists. So if you're fighting against something, then you're actually adding more energy to it. And if we just say, yes, this is what's here, we've made peace with the present moment. And so we also experience peace within us. So I think that is such an essential part of all of this. And it leads me to the last topic that I want to make sure that we talk about, because I think it's an essential piece underlying all of it. And that is cultivating a relationship with yourself and learning how to have a loving relationship with you. You know, it's great that we can be passionate and fiery with everyone else. And, you know, it is important that we're befriending ourselves, that we're loving ourselves. And, you know, I tell people that it's not like, because we all hear, you know, oh, just be your own best friend, just love yourself. And, you know, I know from 33 years in the personal growth and development and mental health field, it's not that easy. We don't just flip a switch and just fall in love with ourselves, but we can learn how to cultivate love within ourselves. And so one of the things that is so helpful is learning how to show up for yourself and to put yourself as priority in your life. Now, that doesn't mean at the exclusion of other people. You know, people can swing this pendulum really far. What it means is that I'm going to really look inward at what is it that I need to show up as my best self. In the morning, do I need to exercise, make sure I'm eating nutritious food? Do I want to meditate or pray? Do I want to do some journaling? You know, what are the things? I'm going to do my affirmations. I'm going to write down my gratitudes. We know from research that focusing on writing down your gratitudes every day grows things to be grateful for in your life, and it enhances our well-being. So as we start doing these things for ourselves, those little bitty things as just one element of loving yourself, you'll start to notice that, wow, I have a lot more resiliency. I have more grit. You know, I have more inner resources for dealing with the rest of the world. So it's a loving thing. It's a gift that you give yourself, but it's also a gift that you're giving to others. And I think that is such a beautiful thing. And so we learn to start exercising that muscle. And, you know, the other thing that I say when people talk to me about befriending ourselves, you have to think of it like if you're just meeting someone new, you wouldn't just all of a sudden say, okay, I'm going to trust you with all my deep, dark secrets. And by the way, will you pick up my child at daycare from now on? I mean, we just don't do that, right? It's something that we have to build. And so the same is true when we're cultivating a relationship with ourselves. We have to show ourselves day after day after day that we have our own back, that we're saying, hey, I'm there for you. I see you, and I'm going to make you a priority. And one of the things, Jacob, that I tell people to do as a way of being able to keep track of this is that if you have one of those regular pin-up calendars, that what you do instead of crossing out the day that you show up for yourself, you actually put a heart on that day so that at the end of the month, you look back and the calendar is just full of hearts and you can see the way that you're showing up and loving yourself. So that's just one of the ideas. So Jacob, for you, you know, I guess my question for you would be, if you started loving yourself more fiercely, what would that look like?
That is a very good and very large question. I really
so
like.
So narrow it down for yourself. If you started showing up for yourself more on a daily basis, which would be loving yourself more, what might that look like?
Yeah, I really love what you said about the calendar idea, where you're instead of like tracking the days where you're just kind of passing by, it's keeping track of the days where you have shown up for yourself. I think for me, what that would look like is setting an intention every single day to make an effort. I think effort is so important. Whether or not you succeed, effort is there, right? And just building a rhythm and tracking it. So exercising that muscle and intentionally doing so. So for me, I think choosing self-care every day and knowing that if I'm going to be there for other people, which I want to be, you know, I need to be also be there for myself. And so finding something, I don't know what it is right now, but finding something that I can do as a daily practice to not only track, but also just tangibly do something that I can be aware of and be like, yes, I did that for myself today. And that is growing me, whether it's, you know, it might be so little and it might just barely increase me, but that's okay. And so I don't have that rhythm in my life right now. Having had this conversation, I'd love to do that.
Beautiful. You know, yeah, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. And I'm hoping for, you know, all of our listeners that it will inspire them as well, because we need a world of people that love themselves. You know, it is as we love ourselves, we're better able to love one another. And Jacob, you know, your practice can start as easy as literally wrapping your arms around yourself and breathing into your heart and just saying to yourself, I've got you.
Love that.
I'm here for you. And really reminding yourself, like, I am willing to grow in love with the parts of myself I don't love. It, you know, it's easy to love the parts of ourselves that are easy to love. And it's important to take inventory of those, but to start really building that muscle of, I am going to show up for myself. I am showing up for myself. And literally you can feel it. If you just hold yourself like that for 30 seconds and breathe into your heart, oh my gosh, you know, that could be what you just say, okay, for this month, that's all I'm going to practice. It doesn't have to be any big practice, but just that's going to cultivate and grow love inside of you. And so, Jacob, all of this, you know, and there's so much more that we can really start to plug into and utilize so that we can start showing up as the most empowered, fierce versions of ourselves. And I truly believe as we do that, you know, as we are igniting that spark within us, we do help heal the world. And it all begins within each one of us.
Love that. That's beautiful.
Okay. So thank you, Jacob. Thank you so much for being an amazing participant, with always being willing to jump right in there. So big hug and shout out to you, and just sending out big love to all of our listeners and just letting them know that they also can become fierce. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to The Spark with Stephanie James. Remember that you already have what you need to live a life that is fully lit and fully alive. You're already holding the flame. Now it's time to ignite your best life. Learn more at stephaniejames.world. That's stephaniejames.world. And tune in next week at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on transformationtalkradio.com. Shine on!
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.